A small bouquet of flowers in hand, Bill Berkowitz stands in line at the Kennedy Space Center to sign a book of condolences for family members of the astronauts who died. The signing took place at a memorial engraved with the names of those who have perished in America's four-decade manned space program, and where seven new names are soon to be added. Mr. Berkowitz says he felt drawn to the Kennedy Space Center, where the orbiter was supposed to land Saturday.
I've grown up with the space program since I was a little kid, watching, living in Florida, seeing him come land, seeing him take off, and it just seemed this is an appropriate place to be, just to pay respects.
Mr. Berkowitz says the shuttle loss is a national tragedy.
This is another tragedy the country has to live with. We grieve and we move on. We learn and we get better for it. We learn from the other tragedies in the space program. It's never easy, but there's always progress made, and that's what this country's about.
Also visiting the Kennedy Space Center was retired aerospace worker William Cherry, who helped design critical equipment for the space program in the 1960s. Mr. Cherry, who lives in Washington, was visiting Florida when he heard of the shuttle disaster and decided to make a side trip to Cape Canaveral.
I actually worked on the moon landing camera for Westinghouse. I have my fingerprints on that camera that went to the moon, and I'm very proud of that. And I can mark my entire life, every event with the space program, and I feel really, really downhearted today because of this tragedy. But we will move on. That's the spirit of America.
NASA has suspended shuttle flights pending an investigation into the Columbia disaster. That worries residents who work at the Kennedy Space Center or rely on space-related tourism for their livelihood. Joe Caplet operates a citrus orchard and store just outside the Space Center. He says he vividly remembers the aftermath of the Space Shuttle Challenger disaster in 1986, when shuttle flights were suspended for more than 2 years. He says local businesses suffered.
It was rather severe. The tourists dropped off, and the impact of the business was quite heavy. And we probably expect the same thing now with the unfortunate Columbia accident.
Mr. Caplet says local residents feel a special bond with the Kennedy Space Center. He says over the years he met several astronauts who stopped for a glass of orange juice on their way to work. Asked what he felt upon learning the news of the Columbia disaster, Mr. Caplet was overcome by emotion.
It bothered us.
Michael Bowman, VO News at the Kennedy Space Center, Cape Canaveral, Florida.